The State Transportation Department says trucks exceeding weight limits is a key reason that the northbound U.S. 45 bridge and the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee County is now shut down and traffic is being diverted. The State Patrol says it recently ticketed dozens of oversized trucks, but bridge sensors show that more than 1,000 oversized vehicles have used the bridge each week in the last several months. The Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association says it does not condone trucks violating weight limits. Tom Howells is the association's president.
Our members feel that if they're trying to operate legally, then it's difficult to compete with anybody that's not operating legally.
Howells says the motor carriers hold seminars to encourage truckers to comply with state laws, but he says that some truckers are disobeying weight limits and ought to be caught and fined.
I think it's definitely an enforcement issue. I mean, if people are operating overweight, then we ought to have enforcement there and start passing out the fines.
The gubernatorial campaign of Democrat Tom Barrett was offered a chance to comment yesterday on oversized trucks, but declined. Last Friday afternoon, Republican candidate Scott Walker was asked the question and chose to blame the DOT for not raising the issue earlier.
I'm not an engineer. I don't know the particulars. I just know if that was a concern, they certainly should have been acting on it before now.
The DOT studied oversized trucks a couple of years ago and set tougher weight limits in the Zoo Interchange last summer. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.